In the U.S., campaign buttons have a history as old as the country itself. The first president to use one? George Washington. But he might not recognize what the humble pieces of flair look like today. Here's Elizabeth.
Oh, yesterday I just bought a rhinestone bling bling Obama button. So it's like bling bling, sparklies, and it's an eye catcher, and I'd like to start up a conversation if they see it.
Cheryl's got some good ones, too.
Painters for Obama, artists for Obama, old married folks for Obama. It's just a really fun way to display your loyalty and your personality at the same time.
Talking to people on Tuesday night in the arena at the Democratic National Convention, you learn that even when united in a party, people's personal ideologies have many button-shaped facets.
Well, I think I got President Obama on there. I got the Rainbow Coalition on there. Hope is 208, I think Roosevelt and Bill Clinton over there.
This one is stopping the war on women because we need people to understand that women have rights and we need our rights.
I've got a peace button in three languages. I've got LEAP, which is law enforcement against prohibition, anti-marijuana laws. I got my own campaign pin, which says 2012, restore the Constitution, wise for Congress, educators for Obama, my day job is being a school teacher, and now, and then I think, oh yeah, I also have Code Pink.
Quite a few buttons on. I have an original John F. Kennedy button. Mm-hmm. I have a Button Bob, which is my nickname for Barack Obama. I have what we call a flashing lenticular button, mm-hmm. where it goes back from his picture to his logo. I have a delegate button. Mm-hmm. I have a delegate from our state convention. I have my Sleps for Obama button.
That's Button Bob, who's been in the business his whole life.
What happened was in 64, I walked in the LBJ headquarters and said, what do you want me to do? I'm 13 years old. They said, sell these buttons.
Jim's another professional who's selling official campaign accessories inside the arena.
It's been pretty brisk today. I was kind of surprised. Usually the first day's a little slow, but it picked right up. People seem to like the red, white, and blue. Anything that's red, white, and blue and connected with the president, they seem to like those pretty well. Several of the first lady, her buttons are really popular. Very few of her buttons left. Her buttons go really quickly.
Rebecca works at the MSNBC experience making custom buttons.
I can make 100 buttons every 30 minutes.
Her button maker's a handmade operation.
The kind that we have is black with a red handle and two dies on a die table that rotates back and forth. And to use it, you load the machine and you pull the handle down, rotate the die table, pull the handle down again, and you've made a button. By the end of today, we'll probably have done about 4,000.
And all 4,000 printed with your name or Twitter handle for free. The campaign's buttons aren't for a profit either.
We're not actually selling merchandise. We're just taking campaign contributions and giving merchandise in return.
This delegate, who says his name is Azim the Dream, has a whole philosophy about his buttons.
These buttons I have are for many of the unions across, local unions across America. And we know that each one of these buttons represent family ways, jobs, and that's what we want to promote. I'm proud to wear this button. I got the president's back and the Teamsters got my back.
That's great. And they got your front, too.
And they got my front, too.
That's great.
A lot has changed about the way we've campaigned since the days of George Washington, but not much has changed about buttons. As Button Bob puts it,
think about it, grab a button, it's history. This is history that you wear.